Pesach.
Welcome to Brutal Brunch with your hosts Matt Moore and Matt Mastromaro.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
What are those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom? What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
Welcome to prime time, bitch!
Throws, swinging a ground ball to first base. Nate Lowe's got it, runs to the bag. The remarkable Rays of 2019 are going to the postseason.
Wow, it's
the
like we
remarkable
never left.
Rays.
It's like we never left.
It is like we never left.
It's the only thing that's happened in Tampa Bay sports since we were last on the air in March.
It's good to be here. Yeah, that's basically all that's happened.
Nothing happened that we'll speak of in between.
Yeah, true.
So yes, here we are, Brutal Brunch back. Slightly same day, slightly different time slots.
It feels good to be back, although I hurt my ankle yesterday and I'm being a big baby about it today.
Was this the suburban life that
I was just like walking around all day and then my ankle's all swollen. I was at the Salem food truck thing and I was walking. Then we went to the new PBD Essex Museum and did a little
Look
more walking. We went to that fancy hotel bar there. Did a little more walking. Walked to the comic book store. Looked for Warhammer stuff. They didn't have it. Damn. And then I was like, you know what? I got to go home. My foot hurts. That's the kind of day you have. That's the kind of action-packed day that I have on the weekend.
So there you go. As I said, it's like we weren't never left here on Brutal Brunch. True. WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Streaming live on WMFO.org. If you'd like to call in, numbers here are 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And we're here for another hour of metal-ish, local-ish metal.
So good. So excited to be back. I did the metal history research this week, obviously, and
metal history is back.
Again,
is back.
Again, found another album.
No spoilers.
It's incredible. It's like everything. It's everything that I like, and then you'll literally roll. Your eyes will roll out of your head. They'll be rolling so hard, they will come out of your head with sadness. But there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on at the end of metal. It might be a metal history first where I say I'm going to play this entire song, this entire suite, if you will. Not a song, a suite.
I'm looking forward to it, and I know that you've adapted to modern technology. You're ready to overcome the previous technical difficulties.
That's right. I have a Spotify playlist for metal history, so if you know my Facebook account, you could follow me on Spotify, and then you could listen to the metal history playlist.
And you're going to want people to follow along at home, right? There's a visual?
There's a visual video that I will queue up, because most of the time I would show the actual music video, but now I'm like, no, let's do pro. I'm going to have a playlist set up, but there's one song that the visual's 80% of the joy. I guess say 50% because man, we'll just get to it.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to overplay it, but I don't want to underplay it either.
That's good. Keep people in suspense.
Thank you.
So we'll begin to that. That clip that I played at the beginning, the Rays are in the playoffs for the first time
Incredible.
In 6 years, which means there's one
fan base. Right now, we got a Rays sellout because there's one Rays fan. There's more Rays fans in this room than at the park.
Than at Tropicana.
I don't care if the Rays win or lose. Like, I'm happy that you're happy, I guess, as a friend of mine. But, like, it's absurd that you have, like, a young, fun team. And then I look at the games and, like, if it's like a Sox-Rays game, there's, like, 80% Sox fans there who don't care because we're so out of it. And then, like, two Rays fans and then emptiness.
This year was bad because going to the last 2 weeks of the season, they're fighting for the wild card. There was a Red Sox game and there were 8,000 people there total, which usually when the Red Sox are in town or Yankees are in town,
sure,
there's a solid 18,000.
I mean, that's just, but what are they doing down there? They don't deserve this team.
We could do a whole show on this, but that's all we're here for.
Put the team in Montreal.
It would be easier for me. But yeah, I will say the one downside of them, because the American League wildcard game is Wednesday night, going to have to miss AEW Dynamite. There's been so many wrestling
developments. Wait, so are you going to go to the show? I think it's just going to be all Norbits.
No, this one's not in Boston.
Okay. Oh, this is the one in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, no, no. Wait.
Wait.
What are you talking about?
Go for it. So
the AEW TV show starts this Wednesday.
But where is it at?
On TNT. It's not the one after, the one the following week, I believe, or the one the week after that.
Okay, that's when it's at BU.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Are you excited for AEW Dynamite? Maybe we'll have a specialized wrestling segment later on in the show.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped, although it's too bad that your boy got hurt, John Moxley.
Yeah, it's too bad he got hurt. You know, he's if only there was a thing we could look back on his career that would say, who could have possibly predicted this?
All right, we'll get to that. But first, we got some very new local metal. Bands knew we were coming back online, clearly. And they want to be ready. Speaking of people who knew that we were coming back, the studio was locked down this morning, trying to keep us out. Heard we were coming back, bringing back a show, bringing back the metal.
Here's the people who knew we were coming back. The radio station who locked all the doors and didn't let us in this morning. And Mayhem, who's releasing a new album on October 25th. Brutal Brunch Hall of Fame member Mayhem, along with... They nudged over Brutal Brunch Hall of Fame members Dima, and they said, we're going to release a new album. So I assume there'll be a new... Also, the conversations on new metal when we left have just consistently grown on the internet, the like metal internet, of people like discussing new metal, like, is it good? Is it bad? And I'm like, you're welcome. You know, you're welcome.
Donnelly also knew we were coming back, which we're not following Donnelly anymore, like adjacent, but still in spirit. It's going to carry over to our time slot.
Yeah, sounds of praise next week.
All right, so here we go with some new music from Pathogenic. They had an album out. No, it's still September, so this month, a couple weeks ago. Pathogenic, whatever it is. They have a new self-titled album out.
Pathogenic.
And we're going to play We Weep Only for Ourselves here on WMFO. It was in a Brutal Brunch, 91.5 FM. Streaming live on WMFO.org.
Everybody! reflected like mirrors aimed inward. Fears flicker behind empty eyes. Why was I designed without purpose or peace of mind? With wheels set in motion.
Speaking. I've been waiting for you all day.
Wait, hold on. I am being sweet talked by the couch?
That's right. Just sit down here on your comfy couch and don't move a muscle.
Mm.
Let's just sit and watch TV.
Oh, I really shouldn't.
Come in, let me give you some sugar. You still love chocolate, don't you?
Back off, couch man.
Dorothy?
I'm tired of what you're doing to my friend. Ayana, don't let him sweet talk you.
But baby.
That's enough from you. Let's go window shopping, girl. Like maybe for a new couch.
When temptation is calling, call on your sisters to provide you with the motivation and love you need. Eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Go for success with the power of sisterhood. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
the latest from Problem with Dragons. They are back after losing a band member in the past couple of years, but they are back with a new album called Ascendant. That was Moon Ritual. On Brutal Brunch, WMFO, Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Before that, we had the latest from Pathogenic. We Weep Only for Ourselves.
I believe
they played at RPM Fest, which has also come and gone. We have some concerts to talk about later, too. But for now, it is time for...
Welcome to...
It's...
This Week in Metal.
Time! I'm plugging into Aux 2.
Good
That's
go.
Aux 2. Did you think you could escape?
Should have hit it.
Did you think this would end? You are wrong. This Week in Metal, stuff I found that was interesting to me. Well, I'll say this. Creator and stuff I found. Creator, which is interesting to me, obviously, because they're an excellent band. I did a little research. Like I said, it's as we took our long hiatus, our long break, it's good to be back so I can get back into this and like finding incredible works of art from across the spectrum.
Across the world.
Let's start out with an incredible work of art, which is September 22nd, 1987. Our German Good Boys Creator released the album Terrible Certainty. Here's the title track, Terrible Certainty. Matt, this song is just about death, as are most, if not all, Creator songs. I'm going to speed forward so you can hear the stuff you want. Released in 87 through Noise Records on a CD, which is important because we're talking 87.
Mm.
A black vinyl and a limited edition red vinyl. So you could look at it and
you
be
have
like,
all of them?
What is the color red? What does it symbolize? Blood. What is this song about? Death. Like, if you read up the lyrics, Terrible Certainty, it's like so grim. It's like, you are dying, you will die. The early, you know, much like all like thrash metal style bands, and I think the folks who've stayed around like Creator, they haven't slowed down as much as Metallica, right? Like,
right.
How is it? And James Hetfield, I think, recently checked back into Rehab, which canceled the remaining dates on the Metallica Slipknot tour. Did you see that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, very sad. I was kind of looking forward to seeing if I could weasel a Slipknot date in and see if we could see that. Are you listening to this? This is sad stuff. You know, sometimes when people are
so they're a little
getting
bit
philosophical
produced these days, but yeah, definitely the speed is still there.
The speed's there.
Satan is real.
Satan is real. Such a great song. As we couldn't come back at a better time, right? Because obviously Brutal Brunch is your home for fairly standard political takes, Tampa Bay sports news, wrestling, and horror movies, right? And mm-hmm. I haven't seen a single good horror movie yet, and that means
there
I haven't seen any horror movies yet. All right. September 22nd, 1992, Cannibal Corpse, the man with the thickest neck in the game, releases basically their best album, Hammer Smashed Face. This is, of course, Hammer Smashed Face.
This Corpse Grinder era?
Yeah. Please whip your head forward until... Just your neck is so thick. It's so thick. It's so large. It's so powerful. I think what was interesting about this is that this was featured in the 1994 film Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, which I don't remember. What do? Can you tell me the scene this is in?
It's where he's in the club and he like goes and he starts jumping around and gets thrown out. It's like it's pretty quick.
To this.
I don't know if it's a song, but
that's incredible.
They're in the movie.
I think we bring it up when we bring up stuff like this because what is it? Napalm Death. It was that episode of I think it was Arsenio with so like 93, 94.
Speaking of political takes,
and
Napalm
Jim,
Death.
Jim Carrey's on there, and he's like, "I really like Napalm Death." Matt, speaking of songs that'll...
Well, there was that recent controversy where like his son said, no, he doesn't actually really like them. And then people are like, no, he does.
No,
and
he does.
He brought them on. He met them on set at Ace Ventura, I think.
That's incredible.
And, yeah.
Jim Carrey, what's he up to these days?
Painting
Drawing
portraits.
Weird stuff, yeah. Did you see that, speaking of funny men, did you see that Adam Sandler trailer for Uncut Gems or whatever? With Kevin Garnett in it? And the Pope? The
sports pope?
Francesca, the sports pope?
He's like, wait a minute. It's like the pope? Or,
no, the actual pope.
The sports pope.
The sports pope. Here we go. September 25th, 1983. American heavy metal band Steeler, spelled like the Steelers, released the album Cold Day in Hell.
That message is steel industry.
The guitarist on this album is Yngwie Malmsteen.
Oh.
But I don't think you really get a lot of him like noodling it up, because it's just like your classic blues influenced, like capital letters heavy metal. This song is fine. This is like, if I was making an 80s movie, all right, I'm making an 80s movie. It's like an action movie. It's an action thriller. And the main guy, we're looking for answers, right? We're detectives. We're detectives in this movie. We're looking for answers. It's a montage of us just going into bars and dragging the bartender across the bar and like showing him the picture of the girl or whatever we're looking for. This is the song that we'll play. That's, I think, what the song is good for.
I feel like you describe a song like that every week in metal history.
Do I? I feel like it's either that or it's an 80s montage movie, but I'm riding a motorcycle.
Mm.
Or a horror movie.
What was that ghost car movie?
The Wraith with, yes. What's his face there? Tiger Blood. Charlie Sheen. Very terrible movie, but I'm going to watch it because it's Halloween. Let's palate cleanse a little bit to September 27th, 2005. Oh, you know what? Let's not palate cleanse yet. Let's go September 27th, 94 with Slayer and Divine Intervention. This is fictional reality. So, remember like 2 years ago when Tom Araya posted the like, he's your president type tweet with Trump on like the Slayer Instagram? People were like, yeah, I kind of saw this coming.
Yeah, a little bit. Collecting all the Nazi stuff.
It's just like, but then they're always like, the turn in is always like, well, it's like the whole thing with like the black metal stuff where they're like, oh, you're afraid of different ideas. And I'm like, no, I don't like them. You know, like I think you're missing the point. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, and plus it's one thing to like sing about a Nazi doctor. It's another thing to like
be one.
Right, yeah.
No, the idea is like, when you're like expressing like a political opinion, right? And people are like, well, you're afraid of this opinion. And I'm like, no, I'm like not afraid of anything. I don't like it. And like, I think that people are so conflict averse, like in the planet Earth, that it's turned any sort of disagreement like that into like an absolute bloodbath, like fight to the death, because people are so afraid of being like, oh, I can't believe you said that. That's wrong. And like fighting it out on that and then living with it. Like, if you believe in that opinion, even though other people don't like you, live with it. Don't bitch and complain and be afraid of it. And I feel like anytime like stuff like this comes out, they'll be like, well, I'm not saying I necessarily believe in it. I'm just saying like, you guys are afraid. You like triggered or whatever. I'm like, no, it sucks. Like, do you want to, I don't like you now, you know, like that's life. You got to live with people not liking you if you want to do that kind of thing.
It's like all your favorite comedians have to deal with that now.
Dude, I saw Dave Chappelle in that. Did you see Chappelle in that commercial? I haven't seen Chappelle in like 8 years. He's, first of all, I wanted to just like, let's skip over the conversation about Chappelle. Enormous.
I know, yeah.
The guy's been hitting the gym hard. Because it's just like, there's a commercial, he's like walking through the desert. And I'm like, who is this monster man? And then it like cuts to his face and he still has like the little tiny Chappelle head. I'm like, that is weird looking. That is frightening. Let's cleanse the palate. September 27, 2005, Gojira releases the album From Mars to Sirius. A concept album where we discuss the war of Mars and the peace of Sirius. Do you like Gojira? You're a Gojira guy, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. This is good. We're going to get to the main event, though, soon. But
they were the center of some controversy this summer with churches and...
Traverses?
Deftones.
What was the controversy?
And your boy from Hatebreed.
Jamie Josta? You mean your boy?
You didn't see that when Josta freaked out? Because so Deftones have their own festival every year.
Yeah.
And they pick the bands they want. So they invited churches to be at the show. And Jamie Josta, who's like the Joe Rogan of hardcore now on his podcast.
Yes.
usually voice reason, but he lost his mind and said that, like, churches was example of, it wasn't PC culture, but it was more like, oh, the record labels run everything and they're making you listen to what they want. Like, who the hell is churches? And then churches were upset because they're like, hey, we like, the Deftones picked us.
Yeah.
And we like the Deftones. What the hell? And so everybody got mad at Jamie Johnson. And then he doubled down on it. And then Gojira was like, hey, man, shut up.
The mainstream success of churches.
Yeah.
It's basically like Taylor Swift, churches. Lizzo, churches. All right. The time for games has ended. Now is the time for men. Italian.
Is a game to you?
Let me say some words to you. Italian. Symphonic. Power metal. Concept album. Christopher Lee. September 27th, 2006.
Guess we're not talking about Lacuna
Coil. Triumph for Agony is the seventh studio album by the Italian symphonic power metal band Rhapsody of Fire. Matt, it literally has it all. Wizards, dragons, kings, queens, mystical artifacts, great journeys, and magic. You know you have like
what's
a good...
What's the album art?
It's just, you know, the album art isn't that great. It's just like a knight. But you know you're listening to a good power metal album when it's like, oh, here's a song and it's like Roman numeral one and then it has parts A through C underneath it or something.
Like your boys, Coheed.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's very Coheed-ish because this album is the second part of the Dark Secret Saga, which is a fantasy written by the lead singer. The story is a sequel to the Emerald Sword Saga, which was kind of their first suite of albums, how you would describe it. It's about the journey of Kahas, Princess Lothan, Tarish, Dragor, and Iris Algor through the caves of Draconor, and it gives a history on the land of Hargor, and what they're searching for, Matt, is a black book that will shut out the darkness that's kind of invading the kingdom. The story is in the CD booklet, obviously, because it's 2005. The story is also told by Christopher Lee, who basically narrates the entire album appears as a character in the videos. He's like a wizard. He's like Saruman, but good. This is Unholy War Cry. We'll hear some good Christopher Lee.
All creatures of the earth. But fate decreed.
I'm turning this to stream at the video.
Night could bring a tragic end.
Mm-hmm. That's Count Dooku at his finest. Right.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down here? One of the fun things about Christopher Lee was he was like literally friends with Tolkien, and when they were going to make the Lord of the Rings movies, they talked to him and they're like, "What do you think about this? What do you think about that?" And he desperately, desperately wanted to be Gandalf, and he's like, "I want to be Gandalf," and they're like, no. Like, you can't be Dracula for 40 years, then like every bad guy in every movie ever, and then be like the good wizard. I'm sorry, you will have to be Saruman.
Never forget.
I'm gonna let this go until the lyrics kick in, then I will fade down if you have a concert list to read through.
Yeah, so are you done with
it? Can I show you this sweeping vista, please?
Tell the people what this is again so they could follow.
Alright, this is, folks, this is Rhapsody of Fire with Christopher Lee's Unholy War Cry. Off the album Triumph and Fire by Rhapsody of Fire. Folks, that's This Week in Metal History. You're welcome.
It's exhilarating as always.
Thank you.
Are these the lyrics or is this just the background chorus?
You'll know the lyrics because it's a man with a very high-pitched Italian voice. It's like I'm meeting all my cousins who stayed in Italy.
Sounds about right.
That sounds about right, right?
We're going to fade this down a little bit so we can do our concert calendar for the next 2 weeks. Tonight at the Middle East, it's Mizmor, Hell, and Churchburn. I like how it's still, we take a break, we come back, it's the same bands making the same rounds.
Same stuff, baby.
Tuesday, October 1st, Sprite Music Hall, Agnostic Front with Prong and Pummel, Sammy's Patio has Moynock, Graviton, and Whale Mist. On Wednesday, it's Firstborn at O'Brien's Pub with More in the Light, Boss Nova, Wrought Iron Hex, and Screams of Hockamock. Next Saturday, Bright Music Hall. As part of the Fenway recording sessions, it's Mud Honey. With
how's this guy playing? How's this guy playing all these keyboards at a castle? It's not plugged in.
Power magic.
It's magic.
Speaking of magic, next Sunday, October 2nd, or October 6th, at the Paradise, you can see Gwar. It's the Use Your Collusion Tour with Sacred Reich, Toxic Holocaust, and Against the Grain. At Hong Kong and Harvard, or well, in Cambridge.
Hong Kong? Harvard.
Yeah, they have Needle Play, Divine Era, Graviton, and Matrophagy.
Where? Where do they have...
The Hong Kong restaurant,
but
I guess.
But where's the venue? Like, where's the...
I think it's like the same, but I think it's like a Kodo situation.
They just like move the chairs out of the way?
I have no idea.
Huh.
13th Floor Music Lounge. Behold the Octopus, Dysrhythmia, and Barishi.
Hell yeah.
Tuesday, October 8th at the Paradise, you can see the Melvins with Red Cross and Toshi Kasai. Thursday, October 10th at the Palladium, it is Despised Icon, the Pig Squealers, the Suffocation, Kubla Khan, Ingested, and Shadow of Intent. At Ralph's, you can see Worshipper, the Turbos, Horse Burner, and Godmaker. Friday, October 11th, kicks off 2019 Rockin' Shock. And on the Friday edition, you can see Elvady and Corpulcani. That's some hella folk metal for you. With Revocation, Voivods, Tychroptic, Skeletal, Remains, Gone in April, Seven Spires, Conjurer, Dark Was the Night, Vivis Sepulture, Ice Giant, The Last King, and Virus of Ideals. That's your night.
Should we go to Rockin' Shock this year?
Like the actual convention? The
concert? Yeah, the convention.
Have you ever been?
No. Is it awesome? I don't go to a lot of conventions that aren't anime.
Don't get your hopes up.
Okay.
It's like, it's cool, but
yeah.
If you've been to one convention, you've kind of been to them all.
Fair enough. Well, I've never been to one, like a horror convention.
Fair enough. I mean, there's people dressed up like as Jason and as opposed to Captain America, you know?
I prefer it. All right. Sorry.
No, I mean, the one time I went and saw a film screening they're putting on, and I was literally the only person in the room to watch the movie. And so the kid who put it on gave me a nice backstory about it, and then that was that. Continuing with Friday, October 11th, you can also see Saving Vice, The Worst of Us, Dear Bones, and Actor Observer at Ralph. So that's a big night in Worcester. Saturday, October 12th, for Rock and Shock. This will answer your question as to whether we should go.
Thank you.
Insane Clown Posse.
Okay.
With Green Jelly, Ouija Mac, Big Hoodoo, Problematic, Lethal Records, Split Face, Weird Die Young, Riddles the Clown, Mad Max, Killer T, NEK Entertainment, and the Hate Street Dialogue.
Now, is Twisted and the ICP, are they feuding? Is that what's happening?
I haven't checked their latest. I feel like they switch off at Rock and Shock, right?
I need Superhuman to tell me.
Over at Ralph's that night, too, you can see Aetherius, the Beast of Nod, Before the Judge, and RHK, 13th for a Music Lounge, just Ear of Fire, IATT, Villains, and Violence Frequency. Finally, we're going to bleed into the following Sunday, October 13th, because Rock and Chalk carries on with Municipal Waste, Napalm Death, Sick of All, Take Offense, Wisdom and War, Clock Out the Extramentals, and Graviton. That's
an excellent list.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on.
October is
when things go on. Yep. Yeah. I was at, as I said, I was in Salem the other day. They have a burlesque show at Kodo, but it's like metal burlesque or something. Ooh. Horrorlesque with metal.
All right. So that wraps things up. It brings us to, you have a black metal song of the week?
No.
Oh, no.
I can, though.
What do we do for the next 25 minutes?
Well, it's going to be the next 3 minutes. I'm going to do the new Mayhem, I think, right? We have to. It's got to load it up now. Well, no, I don't.
What's it called?
Damon, whatever, is the new...
Because that's the new album coming out.
The new album, and then I think the song is like... Worm Death. Hey, I will find it.
I thought you had this queued up, but we can do another song. We can come back later.
Yeah.
Let's, should we do another local song, or why don't we revisit... So our theme song, obviously, is a Rotting Christ song.
Obviously.
Let's revisit what Rotting Christ has put out this year.
Yes.
With some Heaven and Hell of Fire from the Heretics here on Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. When we come back, well, Black Metal Song of the Week, we'll probably talk about wrestling and horror movies because that's what we do here. But for now, enjoy some Rotting Christ.
Heaven of hell. that I know. My own mind is my own church.
There it is.
I'm sorry to my problematic faves, ma'am, who were Black Metal Song of the Week. Was it Of Worms and?
Of Worms and Ruins.
And
off
Ruin.
Of the upcoming Damon album.
Of the upcoming album, Damon. Again, very important because, as you know, this show has had many problems with the mailer, Damon, who will ruin the internet without fear, without any remorse. He'll just come in and just screw up everything.
So that was the official Black Metal Song of the Week. Before that, we had the unofficial Black Metal Song of the Week, Heaven and Hell and
the
Fire,
People's Chant.
From Rotting Christ off of The Heretics.
Very good. Per usual, Rotting Christ
is
so good.
That whole album is so good. A lot of spoken, although then they do a Raven song, or a Edgar Allan Poe song about the Raven, and it's a little bit of a question mark.
Do you?
The rest of the album is fantastic.
Surprising to you?
Not surprising at all.
Okay.
sometimes the theory is better than the execution, or the idea is better than the execution.
True.
I'll just leave it at that.
True. We'll talk wrestling. Burn out at wrestling. Wrestle talk.
You guys sent me that. Somebody sent that thing where it said like the has oh, like the wrestling the shows that are on this.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
One of the damn Norbits sent it. No, yeah, it's like Monday's Raw, and it just says Ring of Honor, various. Then Tuesday is currently SmackDown, I believe, although that's going to move to Friday.
No, Tuesday's Impact.
Oh, Tuesday's Impact.
On Access TV, home of Mark Cuban.
I wish I had that channel. All right, then we got the Wednesday Night War of NXT versus AEW Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got? I mean, I want AEW to do well.
Yes.
As I was saying before, the WWE as a product.
People are going to watch AEW.
You think?
First of all,
there's so many good smartest wrestlers in NXT. They ever,
yeah, I mean, you got to find out what happens with a little bit of bubbly.
Yeah, I know what happened.
I'm just saying, though, if you have Jericho, Cody Rhodes, Awesome Kong, people are going to tune in, at least just to see what happens.
I will watch it.
But NXT doesn't have, I mean, the people who would, the target demographic for NXT are all geeked out about AEW. And AEW then has the star power to bring in the more casual viewers.
I agree and I disagree. I think that the AEW fan base and the NXT fan base are the same. I do agree on that, in that they're internet wrestling nerds. I would say, though, like, NXT just more is more sometimes. Like, they have, like, so many wrestlers. Like, there's so many. And then they could just draw from the actual roster. They're like, guess who's here tonight? Cesaro, you know, like.
No, but I mean, who? I mean, we could use, because she's a great example. Who would my mother know that was on NXT on Wednesday night? Nobody. But she knows who Chris Jericho is. She knows who Chris Jericho is. So I'm just saying, people like that are going to turn on TNT.
Tommaso Ciampa. Right. Your mom would know Tommaso Ciampa because
your boy,
she went to the gym with you and she saw the
picture. Tommaso Ciampa.
Eric Bugenheim.
No. Our local, the Mountain of Malden.
Oh, the Mountain of Malden. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I don't want to speak his name to the microphone for he'll show up. Russ.
That's what I'm saying. Is that ratings wise?
I think the first couple nights of AEW is going to be like an absolute bonanza, because you'll get what you're going to get, which is, I think, what NXT might not get.
And JR is going to be on, right?
Is it? Yeah.
They're going to have JR, good old JR on the...
Yeah, so you're going to get lapsed wrestling fans, and you're going to get not non-wrestling fans, but you're going to get like casual fans who are like, what the hell is this? Whereas like NXT is like a weird... NXT has more explanation to do, because you're like, oh, are you the minor leagues of Raw or whatever? And like, no, we're a new... they have to really do a lot of like... spinning and jiving. Yeah, whereas like, here's Chris Jericho, here's Cody Rhodes, here's JR. You know, like, that's what wrestling looks like the last time I watched it in 1996, 1997. But the problem, the concern I have with AEW is the size of the roster. Because, like, they're just, it's the same, the top of the card is the same. So
but now they have continuous story, now they'll be able to build storylines as opposed to going pay-per-view to pay-per-view.
I agree. No, I think that hopefully will be good, and hopefully
people are going to see MJF and just fall in love with the show. They're going to see MJF versus Jack Skellington. What's his name?
Oh, Darby Allin.
Darby Allin, yeah.
Your boy. I think what's going to be good about AEW is those guys, like the undercard guys, the tag team. Who's like the tag team who's like evil guys?
Oh, the
darkness.
I'm blanking on their names. The dark something, but it's Player Uno and the artist formerly known as Player Dos.
Yeah. So like those, if those guys are successful,
former Super Smash Brothers,
AEW will be successful. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like those, like my favorite wrestler of all time, Luchasaurus.
I thought you were gonna say the Young Bucks.
I would not say that.
People are gonna see Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy.
Right, they're gonna go nuts. Right, so that's what's gonna be exciting. And like, you know, Cody Rhodes is Cody. As I've said, I think many times in the show, for whatever reason, Cody Rhodes and Brandi Rhodes are too attractive. I feel like if you're in the same room with them, you should have to. You should be forced to look at the floor. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to look directly at Cody Rhodes and Brandi
dashing
Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You shouldn't be allowed to look directly at them. It's inappropriate. It's disrespectful, honestly. You should have to look, cast your eyes to the ground when Cody Rhodes and Brandi Rhodes walk
in. To see Dusty and Dustin, then to see Cody, it's like, what happened?
What happened? Wait, so is he wrestling? Is Dustin going to be around?
I honestly don't know.
Hmm.
I thought the tag match was kind of like his implied retirement, but who knows?
Hmm.
Uncharted territory on Thursdays.
On the network?
No, it's on. See, this graphic is kind of ridiculous because once you get a Thursday, it's like on the internet. And then SmackDown goes to Fox. And then you have, well, I guess, wait, Women of Wrestling is on Axe? What is that?
War.
Because it's not the next book show and it's not Shimmer. What is WoW? But also New Japan.
Yep.
And MLW, but that's been on MLW's not going to have anybody left of the AEW. Like MJF would headline.
That's everybody.
Those shows.
What if Norbit shows up to that AEW show and he heckles MJF so hard that he leaves the ring? He just can't take it anymore. What did Norbit get
Norbit
him with?
Norbit Stevens got me in the next mass transit incident.
I saw that scarf at Target or whatever. He's like, you got me.
Oh, God. All right. Oh, wow. We got live text coming in from Norbit.
My God.
John Cena in a Yankees hat.
What? I'm burning all my John Cena merchandise in the studio.
Your John Cena.
I can't believe I've been betrayed.
Basketball jerseys. All right, and then did you want to sign up? Have one last word about horror movies?
I don't
seen
even know
year?
If I want to have a word about horror movies. I kind of want to get your. What should I see that's come out this year so far?
That I've seen.
Yes.
So disclaimer that I have not yet seen Midsommar.
Okay.
But I guess you should see Us.
Yes, I should probably see Us. Did you see
probably
the new,
about it. That's probably it.
Did you see the new Chucky?
Ready or Not's great.
Okay.
Which is by the guys who, you didn't see Southbound, did you? But you've seen VHS.
Seen VHS.
VHS, the black and white one at the end when they're in the haunted house.
Yes.
Those guys made
yes.
Ready or Not.
Okay, good.
I
might watch VHS when I get home today while I wait for my dryer to show up.
There's a lot. They're stacking up a lot for
Doom?
October.
Click
I
on
think,
the Doom?
Yeah, there's a new Doom movie.
Click on Doom, please.
But like I feel like they're stacking things for October now because like there was that peak of horror movie because you had It and you had Get Out and what's some of the other Happy that like the, all the Blumhouse movies that like came out of nowhere
and like Midsommar.
The gangbusters. But no, I'm saying before that. But then this year, I think that wave is now we have fallen off that cliff.
You think
and so? Like Us came out. And it was still good, but then like Brightburn just isn't good.
People say like Brightburn is good, and I'm like,
it's not good.
I saw
the Prodigy
trailer
wasn't
Netflix.
Good. You have all these remakes
is the
coming
Prodigy
out.
Darby Allin?
it really does look like Darby Allin.
Could Darby Allin sue A24 or whatever for doing this? Who's done this?
He probably should. That's actually that kid is what's his name now? But
it's
the kid
Allen.
Who dies at the beginning of It, the original It. Who gets sucked into the sewer.
It's like little brother.
Yeah, it's the actor.
I mean,
actor.
There's no way I'm gonna remember a child actor.
All right. Well, anyway, so we'll talk more. I mean, we have plenty of time. We have a couple of weeks in October.
All right.
Horror movies.
All right.
But, yeah, not much, isn't like previous years where there's a whole lot to pump up.
That's a bummer.
So should we sign out with another local song?
Yes.
Or, what, this lizard lady?
Yes.
All right. We'll do that.
Yes.
This is a band.
This is a good cover.
This is a band when, back in the day when I almost took my talents to a different station.
South Beach.
I was told this band was going to try to make it without Facebook and social media and all this stuff.
Hell
and
yeah,
now, now they're on Facebook and social media and all that stuff.
I wish you didn't have
but
to.
But there's still good music. And it's a band called Leatherlung. And they came out with an album called Lonesome, Ornery, and Evil. Supposed to be ornery, I would suppose. But I didn't have it.
Why are the alligators
abbreviated
so
version.
Ornery?
So we're going to play Miscreant off their latest album. You've been listening to The Return of Brutal Brunch to the airwaves.
It's good to be back.
On WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live at WMFO.org. We will be back in 2 weeks, as long as they don't try to lock us out again.
Don't lock us out.
Here is Leatherlung.